Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. It's good to be with you. Thank you for being here. If you've already been listening today, thanks for that. If you just joined us, welcome aboard. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, is a name that you've heard before. You know Ken as the author of The One-Minute Manager, also Gung Ho. He's co-authored a book with another friend of ours, Jim Ballard, called Well Done, which is kind of one of the new books. He's got a brand new book out now called Full Steam Ahead, Unleashing the Power of Vision in Your Company and Your Life. And folks, in the world of motivating human beings, Ken Blanchard is not just one of the players. He's a force in that world, and he's our new friend. Ken, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you today.
It's good to have you on the show. We have as I mentioned Jim Ballard's name, we have a mutual friend in Jim. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, and I know you rely on Jim as a good friend of yours.
Yes, Jim and I have been friends now for almost 35 years.
Is that right? So, well, congratulations. You've known him a lot longer than I have, and I've enjoyed my 4 or 5 years with him. Ken, I'd like to... we're going to talk about vision in just a little bit and your thoughts on how to unleash the power of vision in our companies. But before we do that, I'd just like to... I think people would like to know, I think my audience would like to know, how you got started doing what you do.
Well, it's interesting, Jim. I was... ended up being a college professor, but I wasn't really heading that way initially because all my professors in graduate school said I couldn't write, so that I should should be a college administrator. So I started off as a,
they said you couldn't write.
Yes, you know.
Now, how many books have you written now, Ken?
About 30 now.
Yeah, okay. So the guy who can't write wrote about 30 books. Okay.
Well, you know, wasn't academic enough, you know, and they said, you know, you'll perish, you know, because of publishing. So I went to be administrative assistant to the dean at Ohio University. And when I got there, he said, Ken, I want you to teach a course. I want everybody to teach a course that works with me as a dean. And so, God, I hadn't thought about that. But I had taken enough bad courses, I wasn't going to teach one. So the students and I just had a marvelous time. He put me in Paul Hersey's department. Paul had just arrived as chairman and wasn't real friendly to me because, you know, the dean had plopped me in his department. So, but I heard he taught a great course of leadership and organizational behavior. And so I came up to him in the fall of 1966 and said, Paul, you mind if I sit in your course next semester? He said, nobody audits my course. If you want to take it for credit, you're welcome, you know. So I went home and I told my wife, Margie, and she said, is he any good? And I said, he's supposed to be fabulous. She said, well, get your ego out of the way and take his class. So I had to talk the registrar into doing it. And I took Hersey's class and wrote the papers, and he got friendlier to me. And in June 1967, he came to my office and said, Ken, he said, I've been teaching for 10 years. I think I'm better than anybody, but I can't write. I'm a nervous wreck. He said, but I'd love to write a textbook with somebody. Would you?
What that must have taken for him to admit that.
Yes. And so, would you write it with me? And I said, we should be a great team. You can't write, and I'm not supposed to. Let's do it. So we ended up writing a book called Management of Organizational Behavior, which is now in its 8th edition.
Wow.
And I ended up quitting my administrative job, although the dean said it was a photo finish because he was about to fire me. Cause
you got out of just under the wire, huh?
That's right. So so I went to the University of Massachusetts after that to teach. And then I got a sabbatical in 1976. And Margie had just finished her doctor's degree, and we went to San Diego. And we ran into a group called the Young Presidents Organization,
yeah.
YPO.
Mm-hmm.
And we had never heard of YPO except one of my graduate students got on their staff and convinced them to let us run a seminar for them. And I did, and they got all excited, and they said, we got to have you go to one of our universities. And they have these universities where they'll have, you know, 1,000 presidents and their spouses and, you know, 40 or 50 faculty resources that are there, and you get to do, you know, 3 one-and-a-half-hour sessions. And so I did one on Monday on leadership and got about 250 people, and then I did one on motivation on Wednesday, got about 800, and Friday I did one on change, and I got the whole conference.
Wow.
They could choose where they went. There was always 3 or 4 choices.
Right.
And they said, you won. And I said, won what? He said, you're the most popular resource. What are you going to do at the end of the year? I said, we're going back to the university. And they said, you're crazy. Why don't you start your own company? And I said, how are we going to do that? We can't even, you know, balance our own checkbook. And they said, well, we'll help you. See? So five of them volunteered to be our advisory boards. So
wow.
From Mexico, one from Pennsylvania, Illinois, Oregon, and San Diego, flew out on their own dime.
Ken, stand by. We got to take a quick break. We got to sell some stuff. What a great story. We're going to come right back with our new friend, Ken Blanchard, right after these messages, 22.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Rich Galen is going to join us. We're going to talk a little politics with him from inside the Beltway. And then after that, we'll be visiting with a new friend, Gene Siciliano, who's written a book called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Does that sound familiar to you? Are you a non-financial manager? There are a lot of people out there like that. I actually was at one time. And so we're going to talk about that, how to understand the finances of your business, even if you're not a financial expert. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our new friend. I'm looking forward to making him an old friend. In our next visit, when he joins us the next time, he will officially be an old friend by that time. Full Steam Ahead is the new book that he's written with a lady named Jessie Stoner, Unleashing the Power of Vision in Your Company and Your Life. Ken, what a great story you were telling us about how your company got started. You know, I don't know how many times I have interviewed people on this show, internationally known experts like you and entrepreneurs in little bitty towns that you know, only the people in their town have ever heard of. How many times have I heard the story where what they became wasn't anything like what they thought they were going to be?
Yeah, I guess it's John Lennon who said, life is what happens to you when you're planning on doing something else. And people ask me, how do you be successful? I said, keep your head up and keep moving, you know. And it's really interesting. Margie's always said to people that when she first met me, she knew I was going to really be successful. We just didn't know what at.
That's real love there, Ken.
Yeah, well, you know, when I worked with Norman Vincent Peale, he said the two traits that you have to have together are patience and persistence. And patience is realizing that the Lord's on a different timetable than you are.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love when John Denver says to George Burns in Oh God, you really create the earth in 6 days and the seventh day rest. And he said, absolutely, but remember, my days were a little longer than yours. When I woke up this morning, Freud was in medical school. But when you get impatient, then persistence has to hit, according to Norman, which is you got to keep on going. But you got to have them together. And one of his favorite stories about the two of them together is this guy, every morning for 6 months, prays to God that he could win the lottery. He said, you know, I'm a good man, I'm a good faith, and I take care of my family. All I want to do is win the lottery. And he prays every day, gets nothing. And finally, at the end of 6 months, he's really mad at God, and he says, you know, what's wrong? He said, you know, I'm a good person, I got a lot of faith, and take care of my family, and all I want to do is win the lottery. There's a big crack of lightning, and this booming voice comes down and says, do me a favor, buy a ticket, you know. Because a lot of people are sitting around waiting for success to come towards them.
Uh-huh.
Keep moving and keep your head up and just watch what comes your way. And it might be the path that you need to go on. And that's what happened to us, you know, with this young president's organization. And they said, you need to start your own business. And five of them became our advisors and helped us set up. You know, I need to be on your session about finance for non-financial people, because that was one of the reasons why we never thought of business.
Because
of not knowing about finances.
Ken, do you think that let's talk about the vision, this vision thing that you write about with Jessie Stoner and Full Steam Ahead. Do you think that that one of the reasons people fail is because they don't look far enough into the future, or do you think some people look too far in the future?
Well, I think that you need to have a sense of where you're going. The clearer you get it, you know, the more people can come into your life to help you and all. But, you know, Deepak Chopra really feels that life's about energy, you know. And if you send energy out, people will show up to take care of that. I mean, it's no accident when you think of somebody that they end up calling you shortly after that.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you don't know where you're going, you know, then you won't even know when people show up in your life what they're there for. You know?
But how do you know if what you're doing is the right thing? How do you know if the vision that you think you have is the right vision?
Well, I think you start moving on it, and does anybody show up? If nobody shows up, after a while, you might say, I guess God doesn't want me to do this. You know, I heard a thing recently that you shouldn't pray to God to bless what you're doing. You should pray that God will help you to do what he's blessing, you know,
mm-hmm.
And which is, I kind of like that. So you kind of find that. It's just interesting, like the one minute manager, you know, Spencer Johnson and I met and set some goals. You know, we were down in La Jolla by the beach one Sunday, and he had written children's books. So we said, well, what's successful? He said, well, number of books you sell and number of weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. And I said, well, how many do you want to sell? And he said, gee, if we could sell 100,000, that'd be great. And, you know, business books just don't sell that much. And I said, well, what about up the organization or the Peters Principle, because those had been popular. He said, well, I sold about 300,000. I said, well, we're better than that. See, we had self-published the book. And I said, why not 500,000? He said, 500,000? My God, no business book has ever sold that. And I said, well, I'm going to be out there pumping it. You know, let's go over five. He said, okay, 500,000. I said, what about the New York Times bestseller list? He said, well, if we were on there six weeks, that'd be amazing. I said, well, we just sell 500,000. Let's go for 6 months.
Really had this conversation?
Yeah, we were down in La Jolla. This was May. The book's coming out in September. And so we finally agree on 500,000, 6 months on the bestseller list. And we're high-fiving each other, and we get the Sunday New York Times, and we're drinking, you know, Don Perignon. I didn't even know there was a difference in how champagne tasted. We're pointing at the New York Times bestseller list. The next day, I go to get on a plane to go to Chicago, and I'm driving down the highway, and I was thinking, man, this book is going to go. It's going to be fabulous. Getting a plane, the guy's sitting next to me, and I said, how you doing? I said, fine. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm a regional sales manager for B. Dalton.
Wow.
Booksellers. I said, you're not supposed to be here, are you? He said, how'd you know that? He said, they screwed up my ticket, and they upgraded me in the last
Stand minute. By, Ken. I'm sorry. We got to take a break. We're gonna finish this right after these messages, folks. 10F. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our new friend, Ken Blanchard. You know Ken very well. You've probably heard him speak many times, but many of you have, around the country, maybe around the world. And he's the author of 30-something books, including a new one, Full Steam Ahead, Unleash the Power of Vision in Your Life and your Company in Your Life. Also, a new book that we're going to talk about in just about a half a minute, The Servant Leader. We're going to get Ken to tell us about that in just a minute. But, Ken, I want you to finish the story. You were on an airplane. Your new book, One Minute Manager, is either out or just about to be out, right?
No, it wasn't going to be out for about 3 or 4 months.
Okay, so it's still a ways away.
We set our vision for it, which is, you know, what we thought we wanted to do. You know, here's a couple of new authors, you know, 6 months on the New York Times list, 500,000 copies, talk about being cocky. So this guy shows up in the seat next to me ahead. He's the regional sales manager for B. Dalton. They got 750 bookstores around the country. You know, so I said, how do I get this book on the bestseller list? He said, well, you got two problems with books. First, you got to get them in the stores. Then you got to get them out. I said, well, let's get them in. How do we get you guys to do it? And he said, talk to the business and economics editor, you know, he's the one that makes the decision. I said, where is he? He said, Minneapolis. I said, who is he? He said, I don't know, but just call. They'll pipe you in. So I don't believe in cold calling, so I get to Chicago. Call Harvey McKay, you know.
Yeah.
My buddy who wrote Swim with Sharks Without Being Eaten.
He's been a guest on this show before.
I said, you know the president of B. Dalton? He said, no. He said, but I know the president of Dayton Hudson. Would that help? They own B. Dalton. I said, not bad. You know? So he had some of my self-published One-Minute Manager, and he sent it over to Ken Mackey, and I called Mackey. He said, what a great book. You know, how can I help you? I said, I got to meet the president of B. Dalton. He said, don't worry. I'll send the book over there. So I call him, and his secretary says he's in a meeting, and I said, well, just tell him Ken Blanchard called. She said, just a minute. He said, if you call, break in. And so he says, what a great book. He said, I've already talked to Kay Sexton, our business economics buyer, and she's waiting for you. And they bought like 15,000 copies out of the shoot.
And so you're still self-published at this point.
Yes, you know, but this is all pre-publication buys, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's really, you got to have a sense of where you're going and then just start moving. And if people show up, it's interesting. I was with Henry Blackaby, who recently wrote Experiencing God. Somebody asked about the studies of Gallup, you know, that seek first your strength. He said, that's interesting. He said, seeking your strength and then finding where you should be. He says, this is not biblically sound. He said, name one person that the Lord, tapped who was qualified. He says that the Lord never calls the qualified. He always qualifies the called. And then we started talking about what it's like to be called. And called is that you're humble. You know, you don't think you know it all. And, man, I was so humble going out there. Here we had this obnoxious goal, but I didn't know what I was doing. And you open yourself, and people show up. And I thought that's really a neat concept, you know.
Yeah. I think it is. Ken, I want to ask you a question. I need your website. What's the Ken Blanchard website?
It's kenblanchard.com. It's just
and that's all A's in the last name there, folks. Blanchard, kenblanchard.com. What do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find we sell learning materials. We have a speakers bureau. We have training division. We have consulting. We have an international. Margie and I went from nothing to we have almost 300 people.
Including your two children work for you.
Yes. Well, Margie's brother is the president, and we have partners in 30 nations. So for a couple of people who didn't know anything about business. See, the great thing for you all who are interested in small business is that in America, people don't ask you why, they ask you why not. So if you got a good idea and a lot of energy, you know, and start moving, and if people show up to help you, then you're on the right track. If they don't, then say, I guess maybe I ought to go in another direction.
Yeah. Ken, you've got a new book out called The Servant Leader, and we've only got about 30 seconds, so we don't have time to talk about it, but I want to introduce it, and I want to ask you to come back another day and talk about this. Will you do that?
Well, sure. Servant Leader is a book that I wrote with Phil Hodges, and it's really about Jesus as the leader, and we're not interested in converting people. I always say we got enough trouble with the Christians we got. But we're doing a big national simulcast on November 20th out of Birmingham, Alabama, on Lead Like Jesus, and so we'll talk about that sometime.
Yeah, but I want to get you back on the show and talk about the spiritual aspect of being a business leader, and we'll do that another day. Ken Blanchard,
full steam ahead is just a way to keep on going, get a clear vision, get energy behind it, and you can make a difference.
Thanks, Ken. We'll see you next time. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, what a great visit. We'll get him back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.